It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer. From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Very glad to have you with us on this Thursday. Thank you for being here. You may have just been listening. Some breaking news tonight. One person dead, five others injured in Texas. Another shooting, this time at an industrial park in Bryan, Texas. I know exactly where Bryan, Texas is, having grown up in the on the west side of Fort Worth. But here we are on this Thursday night in New York, talking about bringing our city back, thinking about what we can do to bring our city back. And looky there, it is Mr. Law himself, the most hungered for lawyer in America. Every network is calling this guy. Every television network is calling this guy. Every radio station is calling this guy. And he happens to be with us on this Thursday night. Arthur Idala, welcome back to the airwaves. Good to have you.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you very much. And it's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you on AM 970. I'm obviously very troubled. You and I were talking just now at the intro. I mean, these shootings, these mass shootings, Kevin, I mean, it's way out of control. And you know, you made a comment about, you know, it's not about gun control and things like that. And we can talk about that in a second. But, you know, someone went to work today, like in a little factory, like, you know, they're not a police officer. They're not a firefighter. Like, they didn't choose to go into some high risk profession, right? They're not a crane operator that they're climbing up 100 stories on a ladder. They just went to work and they got shot and they got killed. And the other four people are in critical condition. You know, I just don't know. I don't know, Kevin. Like, we're about the same age. I mean, maybe you're a little younger than I am. I don't remember hearing about these things. Maybe I'm being naive or my memory is changing, but I don't remember when I was a teenager of hearing about somebody going into their former workplace and just blowing people away. I mean, am I wrong, Kevin? I mean, if you know, you're a historian. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I would be hesitant to refer to myself as a historian, but I do try to keep my eye on what's going on. And here's the odd thing about that, Arthur. I absolutely agree with you. We did not hear about these things growing up. And I'm not sure I am younger than you. I may be a shade older than you, as far as I know. We have kids that are roughly the same age, but I'm not sure. But here's the thing.
It's the tragedy of this all. It's just, you know, I got to admit, you and I are all about to come on the radio. We're all about to talk about Eric Chauvin and you know, right, George Floyd, all that. But, you know, that was a situation both of those people created themselves, right? Derek Chauvin, he decided to be a police officer. When you're a police officer, it comes with a job. You're in harm's way. George Floyd, you know, he did certain actions that put him, you know, in harm's way. These people went to work. They went to work in Texas. This is right by the famed University of Texas A&M.
Right.
And family members are home, maybe just getting phone calls now that one of them is dead and the other ones are in the hospital. You know, it's a tremendous issue. And if you want to bring it local, I had a conversation very recently with the Brooklyn District Attorney, Eric Gonzalez, who's a good friend of mine. And he said about half of the arrests being made in Brooklyn, New York at this point have to do with people with mental diseases or defects. And I don't have an answer. I don't even have a clue of an answer of, like, where do we start to help those people or to shield those people's mental diseases and their actions thereof from the rest of society.
Well, and who's to say what this last year with all of the additional constraints and lockdowns and other things have done to people that struggle with those issues anyway. And this is one of the things that kind of transitioned from the Giuliani to Bloomberg to de Blasio administrations. You saw kind of a shift where Giuliani kind of felt like we need to get these people help and we need to get them to a safe place for their own safety. Mayor de Blasio thinks, letting them spend the night on the street isn't that bad of a deal. And I tend to think that Mayor Giuliani's approach is a little more compassionate. People can certainly disagree with me if they wish to. But I was going back to your first question. And yes, there were people that went to work today and did not expect to be hearing this news or getting this news. And certainly the family of the victim who has passed away in Texas is going to be receiving some very hard news tonight. But I think it's also important to keep things in perspective and just to let people know, while we hear a lot more about these individual incidents in 2020, the last year that we have on record, the total number of deaths by gunshot in America for the entire year is a shade over 19,000. Now, that's 19,000 people that we certainly wish we could probably have back. I don't know if any of them were criminals that died. I'm sure there were some in there on some level. But I mean, this is I'm not making light of the 19,000. But when you consider that in the same calendar year, you had 40,000 people die because of auto accidents across the country in the same year, I'm not sure that these individual shootings and the level of amplification they receive through the media is quite equivalent to what it means society wide, because I think in terms of society, we're not quite at the place of disaster that the headlines tend to make us think that we are. I could be wrong, but Arthur, what do you think about that?
I would say, I mean, look, the car accident thing, I get it, and you know, we're working on that every day with modern technology. But I don't think of all of those accidents, probably a tiny, tiny percentage has to do with someone intentionally crashing a car and trying to kill somebody. You know, the firing of weapons, you know, that's, and it's not only that. Look, it's one thing if an individual comes home and finds their spouse in bed with someone else and there's a heat of passion homicide. And again, those people have all put themselves in some form or another in harm's way.
Right.
What troubles are people in church. Kevin, people are in church and they're getting killed. You know, people are in shopping malls and they're getting killed. People are in fast food stores and they're getting shot. I mean, that's a horrible way to live life. And that's not the America that I want to think of. That's not the America that I love. And to kind of close the circle here, I don't remember that being the America that you and I grew up in. And as bad as New York City was and the crime was in New York City, it usually had to do with people who were doing some bad things. They were, you know, involved with drugs, involved with organized crime. You know, they were already breaking the law and that resulted in their death. There weren't many sanitation workers or people who work in a bagel store who were just there minding their own business and just got executed.
Right. So, you know what's interesting about that, though, and I appreciate that perspective, because talking about growing up, I was reflecting upon my grandfather, who was a police officer in uniform for the Fort Worth PD when we were growing up. And he retired by the time I remember any of this. But I remember when we would be out running errands together, and I was always tagging. I grew up next door to my grandparents, so it was really cool because I got to just hang out with Grandpa all the time. He carried his .38 police special until he died with him everywhere all the time. And the reason that he did was he said, you never know when someone's going to have some sort of bad day and they're going to want to try to take it out on people that, you know, had nothing to do with it. And he said, I don't want to be caught, you know, in the lurch for that. And I always wonder, Arthur, why is it that these shootings take place in gun-free zones? Now, I don't know about this particular factory in Bryan, Texas. I'll do some research on this. But certainly in Boulder, Colorado, in that grocery store, certainly in the massage parlors in North Carolina, these were places that were established as gun-free zones, and they said gun-free zones in the establishment. This often happens where they pick places where they know people are vulnerable, and I wonder if we had more ability to defend ourselves if we would not feel differently than what you're feeling tonight. Hey, maybe you've got a question or a thought about it. 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. We are going to get to the Derek Chauvin trial as well, because Arthur's got a lot of perspective on what's happened there in the courtroom the last few days. And he has to drop in and out of the show tonight because all these other media outlets want to have a piece of Arthur Idala commenting on their platforms as well.
Kevin, you and the listeners at 970 are the priority. But
we feel that, brother. But we want you to do what you can to help the entire country. Anyway, we're coming right back. Don't go away. It's Radio Night Live.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Have you heard? Rodents are taking over. According to various news articles, recent COVID-19 related disruptions have caused abnormal behavior in rodents, making them become more aggressive. Don't let your home or business be invaded with a disease-carrying rodent infestation. Keep them away with Plug-In Pest-Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest-Free. Using the active wiring in your home or business, Plug-In Pest-Free goes to work, keeping rodents and pests away the more humane way without using toxic poisons or other harsh pesticides. Just plug it in. It's that simple. Now that's fair dinkum. Stop the infestation and order yours today at gopestfree.com and receive a free hand sanitizer pen with every order using promo code INK. That's gopestfree.com, promo code INK. Gopestfree.com. Promo code INK. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
My name is Namrata Singh Gujral. I am a filmmaker and an immigrant. My film, America's Forgotten, uncovers the unintended consequences of a broken immigration system.
The 7-year-old girl died in the desert.
This child came from the country of India.
I'm living in the shadow. I can go to the police.
I never expected this journey would lead me to a truth that I never intended to find.
A great pillar of the community was killed by a man who had been deported at least twice.
The public would be outraged if they knew the truth.
I found how much Americans are being lied to regarding our immigration policies at the border. My friends, my industry, even my family all rallied against the final message of this film. All credits had to be hidden for fear of retribution. If you care about the future of America, you should watch America's Forgotten.
Use promo code WNYM for additional savings.
Sean, I'm so glad that you listen to the show and that you enjoy what we do on 970. Tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
You know, I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I had said to him, let me take a chance to do some research on this, and he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable, and I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall from 1 to 10, 10 being high?
10, straight across the board.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Tell them you heard Kevin McCullough talking about it. Tell them you heard Sean on Kevin McCullough's broadcast, and ask for the resources, ask for the information. Get yourself educated and get yourself protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Ben Shapiro explains what equity means.
We've talked about the equity ideology of the Biden administration before. They've said over and over and over again, that every element of this administration is going to be shot through with equity. And equity, of course, is just a euphemism for racial preference. Equity is about the idea that if two groups have unequal outcomes, this must be because of some systemic prejudice. And what this does is it removes individual responsibility.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square and use promo code AM970. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
It's a bit ironic, isn't it, that on the day that the president makes his announcements that he's signing six executive orders to address supposed gun violence, that another shooting takes place. The latest, according to CNN, from Bryan, Texas, one dead, five others shot, four were wounded in critical condition, one is considered non-critical, and a sixth person was taken to the hospital from an asthma attack, probably related to the fear of the moment, for sure. But that is taking place there. Our phone line is open, 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. At this very, very moment, Arthur Idala has stepped away just to do some TV for just a second. He'll be back with us momentarily. But we'd be interested in your calls as you are hearing this news. And, you know, Arthur was very poetic in what he said opening the show tonight. He said he doesn't remember this type of series of events happening when he was a child growing up watching the news. I can't say that I do either. And yet, mysteriously, and I do say that not being sarcastic, I'm being genuine in this, gun violence is down this year. There's fewer, or in the last calendar year that we have numbers, gun violence is down from the year before, and nearly half what it is in terms of people that are being killed on the roads due to auto accidents, some of which I'm sure are, you know, purely true accidents. Others are... you know, maybe road rage or other things that cause it. But it is very, very, I think, just a compelling contrast of statistics when you look at the numbers and you look at the amount of coverage that one gets. And I think also there's a question involved here of where does having people be allowed to be sitting ducks come to play with some of this stuff? I am very eager to find out, very curious to find out if this particular factory, industrial park where these people were shot tonight, was considered a gun-free zone, and if they had a rule that they were a gun-free zone in what is otherwise an open carry state. Texas, you're allowed to carry firearms, I think, openly and concealed with far less restrictions than you are in New York or New Jersey. And I can say that to some degree because I grew up there. And now I live here, and I've been fighting with the system for the last couple of years to exercise my Second Amendment as best I can. And yes, I'm very proud to say that I am a gun owner, and I don't have any qualms about that. What's interesting, my birthday was a couple of weeks ago, and as I was, and one of the things that I was gifted was a brand new firearm. And when I was going to pick it up, because there's this lengthy process in the state where I live where you have to apply, you have to get the permit, then you got to go fill out the information on the gun that you want to buy. then they have to send that to the state capitol, and then you've got to go back a week later to pick that up. And when I was there for the final pickup for the firearm, there was a fella in the line behind me that came in with two big rifle-sized carry cases. And he was there to pick up not one, but two AR-15s. And he passed all the critical tests and had the permits and everything else to do so. But I turned to him and I said, well, what are you thinking these days about what you're hearing from Washington? And this was, of course, before Biden said today that he's going to, sign these executive orders and so forth. And I'll never forget how he said this. He said this to me as plain as day. He said, I'm going to buy as many as I can while I can, because when they start to try to take them away from me, that's when we're going to have the real problems. And I took him at his word. I didn't think that he was fooling around with that. And I'm curious if those of you that are listening, particularly in New York and New Jersey tonight, do you have some reservations about the gun restrictions in your state? Do you feel vulnerable, especially when you hear a story like what we started the show with tonight, where one person's killed, five others are wounded, four of them critically, in an industrial park? They're just there doing their job. And this guy comes in, a grudge against the company. He was a former employee. At least this is what the early information is. And again, sometimes early information is wrong, but this is what people believe, that he was a former employee, had a grudge, and decided to take it out on those that were there. Does he do that if he thinks that everyone in that facility might have the potential to fire back at him? My own personal opinion is I don't think that he would, but I'm curious as to what you would think. 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. And to some degree, do they always do that? The shooter at the Boulder grocery store just a week ago, 2 weeks ago, however long it was, that was a no gun zone. I believe the massage parlors in the Carolinas where that young man went after the masseuse, I believe that was a gun-free zone. When you have signs up that say we're proud to be a gun-free zone, I kind of think that you're advertising that you're vulnerable to something, especially for people that have evil in their hearts. And I'm not sure that banning inanimate objects like anything, guns, anything else, is going to stop that. But what do you say? Arthur will be back momentarily. I'm here. Let's chat about it. 877-970-2999. He's also going to update us tonight on the Derek Chauvin trial. Last week, in many legal circles, it was kind of considered that both sides probably drew to an even draw last week in terms of who was pressing their case. Today, there seems to be a lot of momentum on the prosecution side. I'll ask Arthur why that appears to be the case and get his perspective on it. He's the most sought-after lawyer in America right now, and he's with us when we come back. 877-970-2999.
It may be a cliche when we say you are what you eat, but it's the absolute truth. Larry Elder here. Eating the right foods ensures you get the nutrients into your body that are essential to maintain your health and vitality. It's also true that if you are not getting enough fruits and veggies every day, you could be seriously deficient in those nutrients so vital to your health. Can you imagine how you would feel if you were eating 10 servings of fruits and veggies every single day? I can tell you from personal experience, it's a game changer, because I take 6 daily capsules from Balance of Nature. Just knowing I'm getting vital nutrients sourced from 31 fruits and veggies every day makes a huge difference in my life. Join me and experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, all new preferred customers will receive an additional 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Be sure and use discount code SAGE. Call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure and use discount code SAGE.
Every day it becomes clearer that our country needs an education system that teaches students to be clear-headed, biblically minded individuals. For almost 50 years, BJU Press has been producing academically solid textbooks and video lessons that enable students to form a perspective on life rooted in Christian values. In their history materials, they show God's hand on man's affairs throughout the ages. In literature, they explore the moral absolute absolutes that God has put in our world. In math, they demonstrate how God loves order. And in science, there's not one page that doesn't demonstrate the omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence of the Creator. To learn more about BJU Press's biblically-based K-3 through grade 12 materials, visit bjupresshomeschool.com. That's bjupresshomeschool.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
We have clear skies, 61 degrees on this Thursday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, more than 20% of New Yorkers are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. State officials report the statewide testing positivity rate is 3.18%, with just over 4,400 patients hospitalized, 947 of which are in the ICU. It's the first time the state's reporting a positivity rate under 4% since March 11th. Governor Cuomo says 1.4 million doses of the vaccine have been administered in just the past 7 days. Well, baseball was back in Queens today, and what a day for baseball at Citi Field. The Mets welcome fans back to the ballpark for the home opener. It's exciting for everybody associated with the team. It's the first time fans have been allowed inside the ballpark since the pandemic began. Everyone was required to have either a negative COVID test or proof of vaccination. State rules limit capacity to 20% of the stadium seats, which works out to around 8,000 fans for Citi Field. And those 8,000 fans went home very happy as their beloved Mets came from behind in the bottom of the ninth inning and erased a 2-1 deficit and ended up winning by a score of 3-2. Governor Phil Murphy and First Lady Tammy Murphy of New Jersey are planning to get their coronavirus vaccine tomorrow in Atlantic City. They both became eligible on Monday and booked appointments online. Murphy says they were planning to check out the max vaccination site at the Atlantic City Convention Center anyway, so it worked out perfectly. As of midweek, New Jersey was 40% of the way towards its goal of getting 4.7 million adults fully vaccinated by the end of June. Taking a look at the traffic in New Jersey, 280 on the westbound side, still slow coming across the Stickle Drawbridge into Newark. Across the Hudson, 30 minutes outbound the Holland Tunnel, 15 to 20 out at the Lincoln. Your forecast, clear skies tonight, overnight low 47. Cloudy tomorrow, high 58. Clouds for Saturday, high 62. Showers likely on Sunday with a high of 60. More clouds and possibly a shower on Monday with a high of 55. And now you know what's going on. I'm Mike Barker, AM 970, The Answer.
This is Ed Morrissey of HotAir.com for Town Hall. Americans' trust in the media is at an all-time low. CBS News and 60 Minutes have recently demonstrated why. Florida has successfully partnered with the private sector to get COVID-19 vaccines to as many residents as fast as possible. The state's arrangement with supermarket giant Publix has been leading the way. Rather than focus on the success of that partnership and others, 60 Minutes ran a hit piece on Governor Ron DeSantis, accusing him and Publix of engaging in a pay-to-play scheme to administer vaccines. To cook this story, the CBS program deliberately edited the response from DeSantis that definitively refuted these allegations and hid those facts from their viewers. The segment was so scurrilous that two Florida Democrats blasted CBS for airing what they labeled an intentionally false segment consisting of, quote, absolute malarkey. CBS News smeared both DeSantis and Publix to interfere with American democracy. We must hold them accountable for this disinformation campaign.
publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. No one but me.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
All right, Kevin McCullough. Hey, check this out.
They're doing their job, but a police officer now using excessive force and is assaulting him. He is physically causing harm to his body. The prosecutor doesn't have to prove that they intended to kill him. But while he's assaulting him, it causes his death. So while he's putting the knee on him, it causes him to have a heart attack. Then I think the jury is going to have a strong basis for finding beyond a reasonable doubt that the elements of murder in the second degree were proven.
All right, that's Arthur Idala right now. That's live on CBS News National. But he had to step away from our microphone so he could do that hit. And he's going to come back to us as soon as he's done talking to the good folks at CBS. But how cool, you know, I kid you not. I'm telling everybody he's the most in-demand lawyer. He's the most sought-after lawyer in America. And we're honored to have him with us every Thursday right here on Radio Night Live. Now, we started the show with this breaking news. One person dead, five others injured in Bryan, Texas this evening. And curious if the numbers of shootings, even in recent weeks, is having an impact on what the president wanted today to be a day in which he was going to make a do-good for the anti-gun people in the Second Amendment argument, because he's going to sign six executive orders trying to limit things. The problem is, and as I've taken a look at this, I don't think any of the executive orders that he's going to sign would have impacted either the Boulder, Colorado shooting or the thing that happened in Texas today or the North Carolina shooting in the massage parlors a couple of weeks ago. I don't think any of these would be impacted by some of the stuff he's signing today. We'll have to wait and see. And I can almost guarantee you this. These executive orders are going to be thrown into court so fast, they won't really have time to take effect. That's my guess on this. I could be completely wrong. Guess who's back? Speaking of guesses, there he is, Arthur Idala. Arthur, it was so cool. We pulled up a little bit of your hit with CBS National to come back from break with, and you were making a great argument about the Chauvin trial. We haven't covered that tonight. I mean, this breaking news at the top kind of bumped it, but where do you see things standing right now in the trial that's going on in Minnesota? It seems to me the whole nation's watching it, just kind of waiting at the edge of their seat to see what's going to happen, whether he gets convicted or not. And I'm curious as to your thoughts of where we are now.
Yeah, well, this is going to be, first of all, thank you, Kevin. I apologize for having to jump off, but I'm
doing the most in-demand lawyer in America.
So, look, it's a game changer when a trial is, you know, there's live cameras in the courtroom. I'm not necessarily a fan. I understand the judge here probably had no choice, although a judge always has a choice. But it definitely ups the ante. And it's as nerve-wracking for lawyers and the judge as it is for anyone else. Look, let me just tell you the weirdest part of this case, the most unique part of the Derek Chauvin case, is that the medical examiner that works for the government, they work, you know, it's the city or state medical examiner. They basically, that individual, that doctor, said that Chauvin, even though they ruled it a homicide, he said, when I put my hands, and he's the only one who put his hands on George Floyd, I didn't see any bruising abrasions to his neck or his back to the degree that it would cause asphyxiation, to the degree that it would stop him from breathing. And he died basically, I used a fancy medical word, of a heart attack. He had 80% of one of his arteries was clogged. He was on his verge of having a heart attack. He had eaten a whole bunch of pills. And normally, Kevin, the prosecutor and the medical examiner are in lockstep. They prepare together. The medical examiner, he or she is all ready to testify. Here, the medical examiner actually gives testimony that is maybe the most favorable evidence in the whole trial to Derek Chauvin.
Well, that is interesting. Let's come back from break and talk about that, because obviously today they felt like they got a couple of good swift blows in there. The prosecution did on a couple of different levels. So you've been on both sides of this, Arthur. You've been a prosecutor. You've been a defense guy. Set up the chessboard, and when we come back, tell us what you think the next three or four moves by each side is likely going to look like. It's Legal Night. It's Radio Night Live. We've got Arthur the rest of the hour, and our phone lines are open, 877-970-2999. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square and use promo code AM970. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970.
Few moments bring you joy like opening your inbox after you've done your taxes, clicking the subject line, and reading that one email you've been waiting for so... What? Someone already filed my return? During tax season, your personal info, like your name or social security number, is all right there on your tax forms, possibly getting emailed and shared more than usual. And that could leave you exposed to identity thieves. Good thing LifeLock monitors your personal info, alerts you to possible suspicious activity, and if you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps you keep what's yours. Join today and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 25% off at LifeLock.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Every Saturday morning at 7, The Auto Lab, the longest-running auto show in New York City, can be heard for a full 2 hours. Host Mike Porcelli and a diverse panel of automotive experts will answer all your basic automotive questions and fill you in on the history and culture of the auto industry. The Auto Lab is on the air and here to help for a full 2 hours. Listen every Saturday morning starting at 7, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax. We would like to thank our Lord for protecting us from evil. Psalm 91 states, He is my refuge and my fortress, for He will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results.
We are also a small firm who will treat you like family and not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
In John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And one way we can achieve that is by being debt-free. So let us help you today. Call us at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS tax debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Always going, don't know where. Always showing, I don't care. Don't love nobody. It's not worthwhile. All alone, I'm running wild.
And now, from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. The saucy sounds of the Hot Sardines, our house band for Radio Night Live. Welcome to Legal Night. Arthur Idala, the number one most in-demand attorney. All you have to do is follow his Instagram feed to see that, friends. He is literally... Arthur, I don't know when you're practicing law these days. Everybody's asking your opinion on everything. You're on TV, you're on cable, you're on streaming, you're on radio, you're everywhere, all the time.
Trust me, I'm practicing law. I'm a lawyer. Actually, I got a call in between the commercial break earlier. I had to call a detective in a little while about a possible arrest on an assault case. Boyfriend and girlfriend, and someone threw a glass at somebody else. So no, and just to give a little insight, I know we're not up to the legal tip of the day yet, but you know, I'm at my desk and it's 7:45. We'll get off at 8:00. I'll probably be here till somewhere around midnight. That's when I actually get a lot of work done, because the phone stops ringing, the emails stop pouring in, and that's when I can write the motions, read the motions, and read the discovery in the cases and try to do my
best.
I don't
know how you do it. I'd be so fried by then. Kudos, man. You've got massive stamina there.
I'm not going to lie.
So let's tee up Chauvin again, because you've been a prosecutor, you've been a defense attorney, you've seen both sides of these things, you've heard the arguments. A week ago, you said it was drawing kind of dead even in terms of what you had seen so far. right now where we stand today, the prosecution's out on media, you know, kind of thumping their chest a little bit, like we got to win today. Do you agree with that? Do you feel like they've taken a slight lead? Where do you see this angling out right now?
You have to be a little naive to think that the prosecution doesn't have a leg up when you have the chief of the department testifying that I fired Chauvin the next day or the day after next, after I watched all the videotape, and I determined he committed murder. Now, that's objectionable. It's the jury's decision whether he committed murder or not. He could say, I found that he didn't obey office, department policy. And maybe he could say, I believed he used excessive force, but he's not supposed to reach the ultimate conclusion, which is what the jury is supposed to find, which is, did he commit murder or did he commit murder? Did he commit manslaughter or did he commit manslaughter? So I don't need to tell you, it's common sense, the devastating impact to first have the chief of police say that, then you have the person who trains the police officers in their maneuvers and how to take someone down who is resisting arrest. And that a lieutenant, he testified that he used excessive force and it was not, he abused the policies of
wasn't consistent with his training.
And then, correct. And then the third person who's a trainer trains the police officers in rendering aid. And she talked about how they teach them to render aid above and beyond what's necessary by the state standards to really be able to help people. And the fact that Chauvin, because he didn't help, also violated department policy. So, that was tough. Now, on the beneficial side for the defendant, the medical examiner, as we said, who's always in lockstep with the prosecutor, said, well, I don't think he died from asphyxia. I didn't see the marks on his neck that would indicate he couldn't breathe. I think he had a heart attack under those circumstances. So, there's a lot of back and forth. Ultimately, Kevin, I think the jurors are not going to be able to get over just the video, and it's not just the visual part of the video, it's the auditory part. It's the civilians saying, you're killing him, you're killing him, you're killing him. That's just going to be a mountain, I think, that's too steep. It's just going to be a matter of which of the counts, there's three counts, which does he get convicted of, not if he gets convicted.
So if you were to see into a crystal ball, do you think it's the second degree charge that he likely goes down for?
That's the top charge is murder too, which is while he's being assaulted, while he's assaulting him, he causes his death. I mean, that's what the prosecutor wants. The second charge has to do with basically depraved indifference, that what he was doing, he should have known was not reasonable and could have caused the death of someone. And then the third charge was is manslaughter. And that's the lowest charge. And look, if he only gets convicted of manslaughter, I mean, Kevin, the maximum penalty, my reading, is 57 months, less than 5 years. I mean, in New York, just to give you an example, it would be, the minimum would be 5 years and the maximum would be 25 years. And the judge would be able to pick any number between 5 and 25 to sentence someone to. Here in Minneapolis, the most would be 57 months. So that means if they get a manslaughter conviction, that's a big, big home run to the defense.
Well, and then the question becomes, and this really isn't your area, this is something that I think of and talk about more, but then what is the impact on the country? Do we see a series of cities being burned down again because someone feels like a police officer got away with something that maybe he shouldn't have? And I know that...
And it would be naive, Kevin, you hit the nail on the head. It would be naive to think that at least half of that jury pool is not thinking of that in some way or the other.
Yeah.
I'm sure their heart is in the right place and they want to rule on the case based on the evidence, but they have to know that if this guy, if Chauvin gets, even if he gets the maximum 57 months, that they hear, well, with good behavior, he'll be out in 4 years. You kill someone, you get 4 years. Yeah, I would think that that's not going to go over too well.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what goes from. So what do you, so where are we at in the trial? Did the prosecution rest yet? Have they rested or is. Yeah.
They're going to put on more experts. And, they said there was a lot of media, written media from people in the courtroom saying, hey, the experts who were talking about the training, the medical training, the police training, they went on and on and some of the jurors were falling asleep. Well, I'll tell you this, Kevin, when I was an intern back in 1990, working for who's now my partner, John Esposito, One of the storied prosecutors of the Manhattan DA's office, I remember him giving a lecture. His name was Warren Murray. I think he's still there after 55 years. He said, maybe more, maybe 60. He said, a sleeping juror is a convicting juror. Huh. So the fact that the police have talked on and on about their brother officer, right? They're shattering the blue wall and saying, you know, what he did is wrong. Now that's devastating evidence, even for a jury pool that I would think kind of leans in the direction of the police there. It seems that it's a more of a law and order jury pool. So to have the law and order witnesses say that the defendant did wrong, you know, makes Mount Everest that much higher for Eric Nelson, yeah, the defense.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, friends, you gotta follow Arthur on social media because he'll be commenting on this all the way through. And, of course, be here on Thursdays to get the updates as well. Now, when we come back, it is Esquire's Etiquette. It is the legal tip for the night. And he's prepared. He's going to help you in some aspect of your legal life to help, you know, get our city back on track. That's the goal of what we're trying to do here. And that will be with Arthur Idala when we continue. Kevin McCullough coming right back. It's Radio Night Live. Sean, I'm so glad that you listen to the show and that you enjoy what we do on 970. Tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
You know, I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I had said to him, let me take a chance to do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall from 1 to 10, 10 being high?
10, straight across the board.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Tell them you heard Kevin McCullough talking about it. Tell them you heard Sean on Kevin McCullough's broadcast and ask for the resources, ask for the information. Get yourself educated and get yourself protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Fox News Channel is the place with the voices America trusts. Greg Gutfeld.
The only energy that they have is coming from the radical side.
Tucker Carlson.
Americans would die if you defunded the police.
Sean Hannity.
Cancel culture now has permeated every single part of our society.
Judge Jeanine Pirro.
The mainstream media doesn't talk about it.
Laura Ingraham.
We're going to fight for our traditional values.
And Mark Levin.
It's time for everybody to stand up and be heard.
Fox News Channel, the voices America trusts.
It's time now to stop putting off that phone call to Mike and Brian and the team at Fellowship Home Loans and get started with a cashback refinance through a reverse mortgage or a new purchase. There's one place I recommend. It's Fellowship Home Loans, right there in their name. It's in their DNA. It's how they do business. Don't leave any money on the table. Nobody wants to do that. Well, the Fellowship Home Loans family will take the time to listen to you and help you get the best rate, terms, and payments. Fellowship Home Loans, they've been helping thousands of us live the American dream. They're ready to help you too. To get started, call the special number we've set up, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453, to reach Fellowship Home Loans. They're great folks. You'll see. You'll see. You'll thank me for it down the road. Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home. Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Larry Elder is next on AM 970 The Answer.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, just a few minutes left, and that means we have come to the closing segment of the show, which is where Arthur Idala, Mr. Attorney himself, unveils his Esquire's etiquette for this week. And Arthur, last week you didn't do anything in the criminal area. You helped us with some practical side of life. What are you going to talk to us about this week?
Well, you brought up last week, so if you remember last week, we kind of, you and I went a little rogue on the topic, and we went right down the cannabis aisle, and because it was, you know, the state legislature said that it's now, you know, legal to walk down the street smoking a marijuana cigarette. So I just wanted to let those listeners out there who are employers to know, here's the law. You ready, Kevin? Sit tight. Jerry Crowley, I hope you're listening. It is now unlawful for employers to refuse to hire, employ, or license. So you can't, it's unlawful for you to refuse to hire someone, and it's unlawful for you to discharge someone from employment or discriminate against them or reduce their compensation or promotion solely based that on the fact that an individual uses cannabis as permitted under state law. So if a guy comes in, Kevin, and he wants to replace Alex as your producer, and he happens to be reeking of weed, you can't tell him, I'm not hiring you because you smoke pot. You definitely cannot do that. Now, you can say, I'm not hiring you, you're not qualified for the position, but you cannot now use marijuana, cannabis, as a reason.
Can I say things like... I'm not hiring you because your brain appears to be fried. I'm not hiring you because you smell. I'm not. Can I get any of the peripheral, you know, benefits of marijuana? Can I not hire him for those reasons?
No, I would just stay away from the whole cannabis situation. Now, you can fire someone if the fact that their ingestion of the marijuana or the has impaired their ability to work. So because they're smoking dope, you know, they're late all the time or they're not performing up to snuff.
Right.
You can, and you're stoned all the time. You're not, you know, putting enough widgets in the can or putting the caps on the jar or whatever.
And you can do the same thing with beer. You're drunk all the time. I just can't. You're not going to be able to do the job because you're always drunk. I'm not firing you because you drink, but you showed up drunk.
Who's my law partner, Marianne Tuna? She asked me last night talking about this because she heard our show last night. She knew I was going to be on tonight. She's like, you and Kevin were talking about all this cannabis, marijuana stuff. She's like, can you walk down the street now and smoke a marijuana cigarette? I go, yeah. She goes, but you can't walk down the street with drinking a can of beer.
Yeah.
If you're drinking Budweiser, you can get written up for a ticket. But if you're smoking a blunt, it's okay. So
they can't approach you. That's interesting.
Yeah, I think we're going to see some adjustments to the laws going forward. As we end here, you know, there was a big announcement today that Lee Zeldin, the congressman from... First Congressional District out on Long Island. He announced he's going to be running.
We're just about out of time, Arthur. So we'll have to pick up on that note tomorrow. Friends, start the day with Piscopo, and then we're back here tomorrow night with Christine Nicholas, our